Blog Talk Radio.
Well, shalom, everyone. This is Evangelist August Rosado with Today in Bible Prophecy Ministries, and we want to welcome you to our program as we look at current world events in light of biblical prophecy and the soon return of our Lord Jesus at the next prophetic event on God's calendar that we call the rapture of the church. And folks, we want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in today. And of course, again, I am coming to you live from Wiggins, Mississippi, where I am going to be scheduled to be preaching a five-day Bible prophecy conference at Community Baptist Church in Poplarville, Mississippi. And we are really looking forward to being there, and we're looking forward to having a wonderful Bible prophecy conference. And so we just want to thank all of you for tuning in, and thank all of you for being with us today. And of course, you know that we always upload our videos onto YouTube so that you can watch the archive. And of course, we are just really looking forward to ministering to all of you as we look at the prophetic word of God in light of current events. So we do want to thank all of you for tuning into the show. Those of you that are watching through Facebook, we want to thank you so much for tuning in as well. And so I'm going to be talking about something today that's pretty disturbing, and I want to talk about the world against the Jews and why we have all of these conspiracies that are coming out against the Jewish people. And the reason why we have a lot of these conspiracies that are coming out against the Jewish people is because of that ugly word that has existed from time immemorial that we call anti-Semitism. And we know that the root of all of this hatred, we know the root of all of this conspiracy, this deceit, is none other than Satan himself. But you know something? This should not surprise you and I as students of Bible prophecy, because the Bible tells us clearly that in the last days there will be those that will come up against the Jewish people. And of course, this is exactly what we see going on right now. The world is against Israel, and the world will continue to be against Israel until things come to a boil, and that Satan will lead in the future a global attack against the Jewish people. And we see that in Scripture, not only, you know, in terms of Bible prophecy, but we see these attacks that are going on right now. And it reminds me of the Abrahamic covenant in Genesis chapter 12 in verse number 3, where God says, "I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, but thou shalt bruise his heel." And, you know, that's actually Genesis 3:50, you know, the messianic prophecy. But in Genesis 12:3, God says, "I will bless those who bless thee, and I will curse those who curse thee. And in thee shall all the inhabitants of the earth be blessed." So God says that when you bless Israel, then you'll be blessed. But when you curse the Jews, you will also be cursed. And it doesn't matter what anybody says. Israel is the apple of God's eye, based on Zechariah 2:8. Israel is the apple of God's eye. They are God's chosen people, Deuteronomy 7:6. God chose them to be a special people above all the people upon the face of the earth. And it was from the Jewish people that we got the scriptures, and it was from the Jewish people that we got the Lord Jesus, the Jewish Messiah of Israel. And this is the reason why Satan, the Jew, so much. He hates the Jew. He can't stand the Jew. And he has tried from day one to try to wipe the Jews off the face of the map. And even though he has worked through many sadistic empires to kill many, many, many Jews, especially World War II, when 6 million Jews were slaughtered by the Nazi regime. Yet, the Jewish people are still here. There's a state that has been reborn called the State of Israel, and the Jews are back in their own land after being out of the land for 1,897 years, almost 2,000 years. Now, you can look at that and say that's a fluke. You can look at that and say, you know, that was just a freak of nature. I'd look at you and say, baloney. Against all odds, the Jewish people are back in their own land. Against all odds. That is not a fluke. That is not an accident or a freak of nature. That is God keeping his promises that he made to the Jewish people. Man is a liar. Man will always be a liar. Not lie based on Titus 1:2 and Hebrews 6:18. God cannot break a promise. That's Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse number 31. And God remains faithful even when we are unfaithful. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 13. And God promised that he would bring the Jewish people from the four corners of the earth as they wandered from nation to nation, being persecuted, killed along the way. God promised he would bring the Jewish people back into their own homeland. And he told the Jewish prophet Amos in Amos 9:15, upon their own land, and they shall be no more uprooted from the land which I have given them, saith the Lord. So on this live radio broadcast, as well as we are also live streaming on Facebook live stream. So I want to welcome all of you that are watching live streaming through Facebook. I am coming to you live from Wiggins, Mississippi. We are beginning tomorrow going through Thursday. I am going to be preaching at Community Baptist Church. Brother Bill Cameron is the pastor, and we're going to be there for a five-day Bible prophecy conference. So if you live in Mississippi, whether it's in Wiggins, Gulfport, Poplarville, Loosedale, or any of the surrounding areas, I want to invite you personally to come on out and to be a part of this Bible prophecy conference. So we're going to hit it hard and heavy, and we're going to be looking at news stories like I am going to be looking today on this live blog talk radio edition. And, of course, we're also recording the program so that we can upload it to YouTube. We've got many followers on YouTube. We've got many followers on Facebook, over 4,000. We have many followers on Twitter, about over 400 or so, as well as LinkedIn. Of course, those are the three social networks that you can follow me on. And so I am looking forward to this prophecy conference. But what I want to talk about now is the world against Israel. And I'm just going to say it straight up, guys. I'm not one of these conspiracy guys, okay? I'm not a conspiracy guy. I don't indulge, if you will, in conspiracy theories, because that's all they are, folks. They're theories. And I just don't engage in that type of stuff. All I want to do is get it from the Word of God, the Bible, and what the Bible says about Israel in the future, about the Jews in the future, and what is going to happen in the not-too-distant future concerning Israel and the Jewish people. I want to talk about this on Today in Bible Prophecy Radio. the world against Israel. Now, if you're watching live stream on Facebook, it's public. So you don't have to be a Facebook friend of mine in order to watch the live stream. You can just go right to my profile, August Rosado, and you can watch the live stream. And so you can just let anybody know that they can go to my profile, they can watch the live stream and video. If you have a Bible prophecy question at the end of the 45, this is only going to be 45 minutes, folks, the 45-minute show, then you can type it right now in the live chat box on the Facebook live stream. Or you can call Blog Talk Radio and the toll-free number, which is 877-659-8944. 877-659-8944 is the toll-free number for Blog Talk Radio if you want to call with a question. Or if you're watching Facebook live stream, type your question into the chat box, whether it be a question or whether it would be a comment. What I want to do is I want to just read something quickly out of Revelation, chapter number 12. And again, don't forget, every weekday, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m., we've been going through the book of Revelation. Again, that's live streaming on Facebook. And so we're going to be in Revelation 21 Monday morning at 11 a.m. Monday morning at 11 a.m. we'll be in Revelation 21. And so come and join us Monday morning at 11 a.m. as we look at the book of Revelation chronologically. And we will be in Revelation 21. But today on the radio program, I want to talk about the world against Israel and the foolish conspiracies involving the Jewish people. You heard me right. The foolish conspiracies involving the Jewish people. Absolute foolishness and just clear anti-Semitism. There's really no other way to say it. We know that in the future, in the tribulation period, Satan will push to try to enact the final solution to wipe all the Jews. You know, Adolf Hitler killed 6 million Jews. Jews have been butchered and murdered throughout the centuries. The Spanish Inquisitions, the pogroms, the Holocaust, and many other such wicked, evil things done against the Jews. I'm talking insidious things, you know, simply because they're Jews. And it's amazing to me that one human being can do this to another human being. It's unbelievable. But we know the root of all of this hatred, the root of all of this anti-Semitism, folks, is Satan. And if you have your Bible, I want you to go with me to Revelation chapter number 12. And you will notice with me, folks, in Revelation chapter number 12. I'm just going to read a few verses, and then we'll go into elaborate here. In Revelation chapter number 12, the Word of God says this: "And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars." In verse number 2 it says, "And she, the woman, being with child, cried travailing in birth and pain to be delivered." Verse 3, "And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head." We know the dragon in Revelation 12 is Satan. He is the first personality of the unholy Trinity, if you will. And we know that it's Satan that will one day come after the woman. And we know the woman here in Revelation 12, as you've been following us, as we've been studying the book of Revelation in chronological order, you will notice that the woman in Revelation 12 is not the Virgin Mary. And we're going to tell you who the woman is in a few moments. But Revelation 12 describes an unholy last satanic attempt, ladies and gentlemen, to liquidate the Jewish people. We know the sun-clad woman in Revelation 12:1 is none other than the nation of Israel itself. And we know this because this is imagery taken out of Genesis chapter 37 and verse number 9, where we know that the sun is Jacob, the moon is Rachel, and the 12 stars would refer to the 12 tribes of Israel. So this is imagery right out of Genesis chapter 37 and verse number 9. We know that Israel is the woman based on Isaiah 54 verses 5 and 6 and Ezekiel 2:14. The woman is Israel. And the 12 stars would be the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. We know that the woman in Revelation 12 gives birth to a child, a male child. This child would be Israel's Messiah, the Lord Jesus. He is the Messiah of Israel. So the child here would be Israel. The Jews have been in birth pangs for centuries, waiting for the expectancy of the Messiah of Israel to come. And then, of course, we all know that when Jesus came on the scene in the first century, well, we all know the rest of that story. Israel rejected Jesus as her Messiah. But we know, based on Revelation 12, the dragon in verse 3 seeks to destroy not only the woman, but seeks to destroy the man-child. And you notice in verse number 3, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head. Verse 5 says, and she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and the child was caught up unto God and to his throne. So the dragon, which none other is Satan, the first personality of the unholy Trinity in the tribulation period, will seek to destroy the woman, Israel, and seek to destroy the man, son of God, in order, folks, to thwart the messianic prophecies of Genesis 3:15 from coming to pass. In Genesis 3:15, it tells us this, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, but thou shalt bruise his heel. Now, theologians look at Genesis 3:15 and call it the proto-evangelia. This is the first time that the gospel of Jesus Christ is mentioned in the Old Testament. It's a messianic prophecy concerning the first coming of the Lord Jesus. We know that at his first coming, Jesus will give Satan a gashing head wound. But we also know in the process it would bruise the heel of the Messiah. At the death of the Lord Jesus on the cross at Calvary 2,000 years ago for the sins of all mankind, the Lord Jesus gave Satan a gashing head wound. Not a fatal one as of yet, but a gashing head wound. But at the same time, the heel of the Messiah would be bruised. And remember the messianic prophecy of Psalm 22, verses 16 and 18. They bruise my hands and my feet. So the gashing of Satan's head at the cross by Jesus also resulted in bruising the heel of the Lord Jesus, the heel of the Messiah. But Satan, throughout the centuries, has always tried to of God from coming to pass in order to bring the Messiah, the Son of God, into the world. And I wrote a book on that called The Serpent, the Seed, and the Second Coming, Satan's Attempt to Thwart the Promises of God and Bible Prophecy. You can get a copy of that book. I'll autograph it for you and send it to your home if you're interested in receiving that book. So we know that verse 3, the dragon seeks to destroy the man-child, the Son of God, in order to thwart the messianic prophecies of Genesis 3:15 from coming to pass. The messianic prophecy is this. God said, I will put enmity between Satan's seed and the seed of the woman. And, of course, the seed of the woman, based on Galatians 4:4, would be none other than the Lord Jesus himself. Now, we know, based on Revelation chapter 12 and verse number 5, it says the woman gave birth to the man-child. And this will be the Lord Jesus who in the future will rule all nations with a rod of iron. But what's interesting about verse number 5, Revelation 12:5 goes fast forward, then in reverse. Isn't that amazing about the book of Revelation? Verse number 5 is fast forward, then it rewinds. In verse 5, it fast forwards to remind the reader of the millennial kingdom reign of Jesus spoken of in Revelation chapter number 20. But then it rewinds to his ascension back into heaven from the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem in Acts 1:9. Let's read the verse again, Revelation 12:5. And she brought forth a man or a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Now that goes all the way to fast forward to Revelation chapter number 20. And then it says, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. That's the ascension of the Lord Jesus spoken of in Acts chapter 1 and verse number 9, where it says, and when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. So Revelation 12:5, fast forward to the kingdom, then rewinds to the ascension from the Mount of Olives in Acts chapter 1 and verse number 9. Now, folks, we know that Satan in the present is influencing the nations right now to come against Israel. But in the not-too-distant future, Satan will lead nations to seek joy Israel. And those seeds, ladies and gentlemen, are being planted right now. We see in the future, in Ezekiel 38 and 39, Satan will influence Russia and her Arab allies to invade Israel in order to annihilate her. We know that in Ezekiel 38, it talks about Gog. Gog is the personality. And I wouldn't even be surprised, ladies and gentlemen, if Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, is the Gog. I'm not being dogmatic. I'm just throwing that out at you. All I'm saying is I wouldn't be surprised if Vladimir Putin, given his behavior in the world today and being involved in the Middle East and being over there with Syria right now and in cahoots with Iran, Israel's deadliest enemy, I wouldn't be surprised if Vladimir Putin is the God, the personality of Ezekiel 38:2. And it says God, the personality, comes out of Magog. Magog is the location where God, the personality, comes from. We know that Magog, he went and settled north of the Caspian and Black Sea today. And that is exactly where Russia is today, north of the Caspian and Black Sea. Then in verse 2 of Ezekiel 38, he talks about Meshach and Tubal, and then in verse 6, Gomer and Togarmah. Well, Gomer, Togarmah, Meshach, and Tubal were the brothers of Magog that also settled south of the Caspian and Black Sea. That is where the Islamic State of Turkey is today. So you have Russia, you have Turkey, then in Ezekiel 38:5, you have Persia will also join in the attack. Persia in 1936 changed their name to Iran. So we have Russia, Turkey, Iran, and then again in verse 5, it talks about Ethiopia, biblically in ancient times known as Kush. Ethiopia also consisted of Sudan and Somalia, all Arab nations under Arab Islamic Sharia law with no diplomatic ties to Israel. Ethiopia, Sudan, Somalia will also join in the attack. They'll invade from the south. Russia and Turkey from the north, Iran from the east. Then in verse 5 of Ezekiel 38, it talks about Libya. Libya in biblical times was called Put. P-U-T, others spell it P-H-T. UT. Libya will attack from, so there'll be an attack on Israel being influenced by Satan upon these nations. Russia attacking from the north, Iran from the east, Libya to the west, Ethiopia, Sudan, Somalia from the south will all converge upon the nation of Israel. But God himself will destroy that invasion when they come up against the Jewish people. Again, folks, Satan will influence Russia and her Arab allies to come against the Jewish people. But God will destroy that invasion. And then we also see something similar to that in Revelation chapter 20, verses 7 through 9, where it talks about a similar Gog-Magog invasion. It is not the same invasion. A lot of Christians get confused here and say, well, that the invasion of Ezekiel 38, 39 is the same invasion of Revelation chapter 20, verses 7 through 9. No, folks, they're not. It is not the same invasion. The reason why it's called Gog and Magog in Revelation 20 is because it's similar to the one in Ezekiel 38, 39, but not the same. And the reason why we differentiate between Ezekiel 38, 39 and Revelation 20, 7 through 9 is simply for the fact is that in Ezekiel 38, 39, you only have roughly about six nations that invade Israel. But in Revelation 20, 7 through 9, all the nations invade. This is the reason why we differentiate between that Gog and Magog in Ezekiel and the Gog and Magog in Revelation. But I'll read the passage to you in Revelation chapter 20 and verse number 7. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together, the battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. Now, you notice there it mentions all nations. In Ezekiel 38, 39, it's specific within a few select individual nations. But in Revelation 20, all the nations will attack at the end of that 1,000-year millennial kingdom reign of Jesus. Now, again, Satan has always tried to stop the promises of God from coming to pass, always trying to pollute or defile the messianic line that would lead up to the birth of the Lord Jesus. But God is always a step ahead to preserve that messianic line leading up to the birth of the Lord Jesus. So we know in Revelation chapter 20, verses 7 through 9, that after the 1,000 years is over, Satan is loosed out of the bottomless pit to deceive the nations to follow him to try to overthrow the kingdom of Jesus. We know he's going to fail in that just as he failed in the past. Think about it. Satan used Herod to try to kill the Christ child by slaughtering the male Jewish children 3 years old and under. And that's recorded in Matthew chapter 2, verse 13. He may have slaughtered the males 3 years old and under, but he did not get to the Christ child. Him and the family fled into Egypt until the death of Herod, and then came back into the land of Israel, according to Matthew chapter 2, verses 20 and 21. But you need to ask yourself this question, folks, all of you that are watching live or maybe watching in the archive or later on. Why is it today the world is coming against the Jewish people? Why is it the world today are blaming them for everything that happens, from hurricanes to earthquakes to 9/11 conspiracies? I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. We know that tomorrow will be 9/11/2016, where America will mourn and remember those who were killed, over 3,000 killed in the attack in New York on 9/11/2001 by Islamic terrorists. I don't care what anybody says. Go off on all of your little conspiracy tangents if you want. We were attacked by Islamic terrorists, just as we were attacked in 2013 on 9/11 by Islamic terrorists in Benghazi when four of our American boys were killed. They had it planned 1 year in advance, and the Secretary of State, you know who I'm talking about, who's running for the presidency, lied about it to the American people. And so our Ambassador Chris Stevens was murdered, and his lifeless body was dragged by Islamic terrorists around the streets of Benghazi. along with three other Americans. And yet, it was all blamed on a so-called video that was made in California. I mean, do you think the American people are stupid? Come on now. We all know exactly what happened. They had it planned 1 year in advance, and it was on 9/11, 2013. Absolutely unbelievable. But the world today is coming against the Jews and blaming them for everything that happens. Why? Satan, ladies and gentlemen, is a liar. Remember what Jesus said about Satan in John 8:44? Year of your child, the devil, and the lust of your child he will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. And when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Remember again what Jesus said about Satan in John 10:10. The thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. I've come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. Satan is the god of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4. He can transform into an angel of light, 2 Corinthians 11:14. He's the prince and the power of the air, the spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience, Ephesians 2:2. That's the reason why we have all this hatred toward Israel and the Jewish people today, in the Arab world and in the international community, and unfortunately, even within our own government. There is so much anti-Semitism, and we blame the Jews for everything that happens in the world simply because Satan is behind the scenes pulling the strings. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Think about it. Satan loves to use propaganda. Not only does he love to use propaganda, he loves to use slander, false information to destroy character, to avoid truth. See that in Revelation chapter 9 and verse number 11. Let me read that for you right here. In Revelation chapter 9 and verse number 11, it says this. Revelation 9:11. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. Now you think about that. Abaddon is one of Satan's names. Abaddon in Hebrew means destruction. And Apollyon in Greek means destroyer. The word devil means slanderer. And you know something? And I'm going to chase a rabbit here for a second, folks. Whenever you slander another person without any evidence, if you're going on secondhand information or on gossip, when you slander another individual, especially a brother in the Lord or a sister in the Lord, when you slander, you are doing the work of the devil. And it's unfortunate that many of my fundamental Baptist brethren are extremely guilty of this. They get secondhand information. They get false information that seeks to destroy character. And rather than going to that individual and getting an explanation, they run with the gossip. They run with that information, and they spread it to others. Well, even going to that individual. And independent fundamental Baptist preachers are the worst of the worst when it comes, the most guilty when it comes to that stuff. And that is just absolutely wrong. It is absolutely wrong. And when we slander another individual, we are doing the work of Satan, because the word devil means slanderer. His name in the Hebrew, Abaddon, is Hebrew for destruction. Apollyon in the Greek, destroyer. So we really need to be careful about this in our mouth. We need to be careful about that little instrument that's behind your teeth. That little instrument can cause serious, serious destruction. And the devil loves to use it. We need to be, ladies and gentlemen, very, very careful. Now, the Jerusalem Post came out with a story with the headline read, and I quote, Russian documentary claims Jews were behind the sinking of the Titanic, the nuclear accident at Chernobyl, and the attack on 9/11. I mean, serious, folks, when is it going to end? Now, this so-called documentary on Russian TV has an audience of 100 million plus people. So now they're integrating this garbage, this anti-Semitism, to 100 million people who don't even know any better. Folks, the anti-Semitic documentary claims, are you ready for this? That 300 Jews, along with the Illuminati and the Freemasons, plotted to sink the Titanic and sow global chaos. That is right from the very pits of hell. That is just right from the very pits of hell. That right there is slander, and that right there comes right directly from the devil. They also claim the Jews were responsible for the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991. If you were to type in the Google search engine, what caused the collapse of the Soviet Union, you're not going to get the Jews did it. You're going to get facts. It was because of their newly elected president, Mikhail Gorbachev. Remember that guy? Mikhail Gorbachev, who could not save the failed economy of the Soviet Union at that time, and he instituted reform that he hoped was going to work, but it resulted in the collapse of their economy, and it resulted in the collapse of the Soviet Union. It wasn't because of the Jews. It was because of one man, Mikhail Gorbachev. Then they said in the documentary, the Jews, 300 of them, along with the Illuminati and the Freemasons, tried to sink the Titanic. Well, they did sink the Titanic. What brought the Titanic down? Listen to me very carefully, folks. The Titanic was brought down by an enormous iceberg. Let's drop this stupid nonsense already that the Jews tried to sink the Titanic. It was brought down by an enormous iceberg. Again, type it in to the Google search engine. What brought down the Titanic? You're not going to get the Jews did it. What I'm going to say to you is that the ship was sailing too fast in icy conditions, and it was also because of human error. Not a Jewish conspiracy. It was a human error, and the ship was racing too fast in icy conditions and could not stop in time when they hit that massive iceberg. But look at this. Ready for this? According to White Star Line, the company that owns the Titanic, based on their records, there were several hundred Jews on board the Titanic when it went down. 700 Jews perished. So how can the Jews be responsible for bringing down the Titanic when 700 of them died on the Titanic? Many Jews perished on 9/11 as well. I mean, it's just absolute ridiculous. How can anybody swallow this satanic lie? The reason why the Jews were on board the Titanic is because they were fleeing the pogroms of Russia and other areas in Europe at that time. 1,517 people perished on April 4th, 1912, to April 15th, 1912. So, folks, so much for the Jews bringing down the Titanic. And then they said, folks, the Jews were responsible for the Chernobyl nuclear reactor accident in Russia that happened in 1986. When you type in, no, Michelle, the Rothschild Banking Cartel are not behind this. That is also anti-Semitic. You're wrong, Michelle Fabula. You are wrong. The Rothschild Banking Cartel are not behind this. That is also anti-Semitic, and that's not going to be tolerated here. I'm sorry, it's not. It's anti-Semitic, it's wrong, and there's no facts behind that whatsoever. Absolutely wrong. 100% you're wrong. The Chernobyl nuclear reactor exploded in 1986, and when you type into the Google search engine what caused the Chernobyl nuclear accident, you're not going to get from Google, the Jews did it. Unfortunately, like Michelle was saying right here, the Rothschild Banking Cartel. That is just absolutely, I'm sorry, Michelle, that's right from the pits of hell. right from the pits of hell. It's anti-Semitic to the core. When you type that into the Google search engine, it will tell you that the reactor exploded because it was caused by a flawed Soviet-era design, and once again, like the Titanic, human error. And an estimated 4,000 people died from radiation poisoning. One of what also gets my goat is the anti-Semitism that's in the church today among Christians. You better watch out, because Genesis 12:3, God is very clear. God said, I will bless those who bless the Jews, and I will curse those who curse the Jews. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 25? When you have done it to the least of these, my brethren, the Jews, you've done it unto me. You better be very, very careful. You're asking for trouble. You are asking for the judgment of God to come down on you. When this so-called documentary came out, even the Russian Ministry of Education and Science condemned the documentary. And it was produced by a Russian TV station. The Russian Ministry of Education and Science condemned the documentary as harmful and what they call, in their own words, pseudoscientific. Pseudoscientific simply means myths, delusions, and superstitions, like the Rothschild banking cartel, Michelle. Myths, legends, delusions, superstitions, anti-Semitism. Plain and simple. Others, like the, remember the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, was a Russian propaganda tool that was used as a conspiracy against the Jews, saying the Jews wanted to take over the world. That was even shot down by a Russian court. The Russian court shot it down as propaganda, but guess what? People today who don't know any better or just simply ignorant still swallow these lies, hook, line, and sinker, even in the Christian church today. Shame on you. Shame on you. However, according to Bible prophecy, Satan, the father of all lies and the father of all propaganda, according to Bible prophecy, Satan will lead the nation in the future to try to destroy Israel. And Revelation chapter 12, ladies and gentlemen, lays it all out for us. In verse 13, persecutes the Jews who seek to flee from him, but they will be protected by God. In verse 14, it tells us the woman flees from Satan and his quest for the final solution to wipe the Jews out. And the Bible tells us the Jews flee on eagle's wings. Eagle's wings. This is not the United States of America. America is not helping the Jews flee the Antichrist, all because the eagle is a symbol of America. It's not talking about America. America's not even probably around at this time. And if she is, she will be one of the nations that come up against the Jewish people. So when it says that the Jews flee on eagle's wings, it's talking about God delivering the Jews and protecting them. How do I know that? God is always depicted as the eagle in Exodus chapter 19 and verse number 4, where it says, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. Deuteronomy 30, verses 11 through 12, as an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead them, and there was no strange God with him. God is always depicted as the eagle who delivers the Jewish people. That's exactly what God is going to do here in Revelation chapter 12. In verse 15, the dragon casts water out of his mouth. The water is symbolic of the persecution to try to destroy the Jewish people. The water comes out of the mouth of the dragon, the persecution of the Jewish people. But yet the Bible says in verse 16, the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which came out of the dragon's mouth. This could be an indirect reference to Petra, which is a rose red box canyon, a crayon canyon in southern Petra, where the Jews will be sheltered by God for the last pass of the tribulation period. The dragon was wroth because the earth felt the woman. The dragon was wroth, angry, and directs his wrath toward Israel because God is protecting the remnant of the Jewish people. We know that at the end of the tribulation period, Jesus will come back at his second coming. He will return. He'll destroy the beast and the false prophet, Revelation 19:19-20, cast them into the lake of fire, and then Satan will be bound in the bottomless pit, Revelation 20:1-2, and then after the 1,000 years is over, after his final revolt, Satan is cast into the lake of fire in Revelation 20:10 to join his buddies, the Antichrist and the false prophet. It doesn't pay to curse the Jew. You all listen to me very carefully. It doesn't pay to curse the Jew and go with propaganda, anti-Semitic propaganda. It doesn't pay. Jesus will return and destroy all of those who come up against. In closing, with this Jerusalem Post story of a Russian documentary blaming the Jews for the sinking of the Titanic, for the Chernobyl nuclear accident, and the attack on 9/11 shows, Satan is feeding the enemies of the Jews, and you even have some of those enemies in the church, shame on you. Satan is feeding the enemies of the Jews to sow the seed of hatred, deceit, and a future attack against the Jewish people. What is that telling us? Bible prophecy is on course to being fulfilled. And we know the next prophetic event on God's calendar, folks, is the rapture of the church of the living God. And so if you're listening now and you're watching live and you're saying to yourself, August, how can I get saved? I don't want to be on the earth when the tribulation period hits. I don't want to die and go to hell for the rest of eternity. I need to get saved right here, right now. Can you show me right now, August, how I can get saved? Excuse me. Well, you know it's as simple as ABC. A, all of us are sinners. Romans 3:10, Romans 3:23. B, Romans 10:13. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. C, confess your sins to the Lord Jesus, Romans 10:9-10. You must repent of your sins, 2 Peter 3:9, Luke 13:3-5. Repentance means change of heart, change of mind, change of attitude. See, August, how do I do that? Can you help me? I'd be more than happy to help you if you're watching. You can pray something like this. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. I believe you sent your son, Jesus, to die for my sins. And I believe he shed his precious blood for me. Repent of my sins right now. I repent. I have a change of heart and attitude toward my sin and toward God. I deserve your wrath. I deserve your judgment, God. But I fall on your mercies and on your grace. And I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. And I now receive you, Lord Jesus, as my personal Savior. I want to be born again through the Spirit of God. Help me to live for you and love you and serve you. And I receive your free gift of eternal life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me today. In your precious name I pray. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. If you prayed that prayer, man, I really would love to hear from you. You can send me a Facebook Messenger. Let me know, August. I just prayed and trusted in the Lord Jesus as my personal Savior. Or you can send me an email. August, today in Bible prophecy, @gmail.com. Let me know that you pray so I can rejoice with you. All your new brothers and sisters in the Lord watching can rejoice with you and just say welcome to the family of God. I want to help you, direct you to a good local independent Bible-believing gospel preaching church in your area. That's what it's all about, folks. Excuse me. It's using Bible prophecy as an evangelistic tool to win others to the Lord. That's what I want to do. I want to win people to the Lord. I don't just want to come on here, give you all this information, say, all right, bye, have a good one. No. I'll be derelict as an evangelist in my duties to preach the gospel. I want to share the gospel and use prophecy to do that. We'll be leaving for Israel. After we're done here in Mississippi, go back home to Rhode Island, I'll be leaving for Israel on September 18th. And we're going to be going out there with a few other individuals to share the gospel with the Jews and with the Arabs. Get a complete Hebrew Bible into their hands. This will be my 15th trip to the Holy Land. You know, a combination of tours and evangelism. But we're also going to be teaching Bible prophecy on location. And so we need your prayers first and foremost to help us out with that. Okay? Now, everything's paid for on this tour. Our airfare, hotels, food's taken care of. What's not taken care of is our car rental. You've heard this already. If you can help us out with the car rental, you're going to have a hand in helping us share the gospel out there. If you can help us with the car rental, that would be greatly, greatly appreciated. No matter what amount the Lord lays on your heart, it's not too big, it's not too small. To help us with the price of the rental, the deposit, and the gas expense out there. Gas is not cheap in Israel. So we're going to be in the North, Galilee, South Jerusalem, everything in between. If you can help us out with the car rental, that would be greatly appreciated. You can send a check or money order payable, Day in Bible Prophecy Ministries, 55 Pleasant Street, Apartment 2, Lincoln, Rhode Island, 02865. And we want to thank you in advance for God laying on your heart to help us with the car rental there in Israel. And please pray for us. If you can't support us financially, please, out of all things, even more important than the financial aspect, please pray for us as we are out there in Israel, September 11th through the 29th. But right now we are here in Wiggins, Mississippi, and I'm going to be beginning a five-day Bible prophecy conference starting Sunday, tomorrow, September 11th, Community Baptist Church in Poplarville, Mississippi. I will be preaching all of the days, all day Sunday. We'll be having a full-blown Bible prophecy conference. So if you can make it, we would love to see all of our friends out here in the Mississippi area, whether you're in Wiggins, whether you're in Poplarville, whether you are in Loosedale, whether you're in Gulfport, anywhere in the area. We invite you to come on out and to be a part of this Bible prophecy conference. It's going to be great. Not because it's me. It's nothing to do with me. I'm a nobody. But it sure has everything to do with Jesus Christ. And that's the reason why you ought to come out, is to hear from the Word of God. And so we want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the program today. And we appreciate all of you and being with us. And so I hope that you make plans to tune in Monday at 11 a.m. as we go through the book of Revelation. And so we're looking forward to that. But before I go, let me just say hello to a few people that are on here today. James Lyle, I just talked with you on the phone a few moments ago. James, thank you so much for calling. I'm looking forward to seeing you at the conference. Debbie Smith, thank you so much for joining. Rosemary Egmar, thank you. Nick Blackburn, old friend of mine, haven't seen him in a while. I believe you're living in Minnesota right now, brother. Good to see you here. God bless you. Jason Stone, tuned in. Jason, thank you so very much. Lori Hughes says, hey, Brother August. Hey, Lori Hughes, how are you? Good to see you. Robin Claus, no relation to Santa Claus now, but Robin Claus, that's a joke, by the way, Robin. Don't take it personally now. But good to have you tuned in, Robin. Thank you so much. Stephen Mitch Schmidt, thank you. Micah Mendes, hey, Micah, good to see you. Micah is the son of a pastor who has been, he played a big role in my life, in my early developments as a born-again believer, as a young follower of the Lord Jesus. And his father is Pastor Joe Mendes, and he led my wife for the Lord and married my wife and I back in 1988 when I first got saved. And Micah, I'm praying for your dad. I always pray for your dad. I know that he's been going through these health issues and everything, but God still has a plan for your father, and he has a wonderful, supportive wife and family. And, Micah, we appreciate all of you. Praying for your dad, praying for all of you. Keep up, the good work over there. Bob, Jen, join. Thank you. John Hartman, thank you, John. I know that you work all the time, brother, and now you have an opportunity to tune in today. So, John, thank you so very much and for your study of the Word of God and the questions that you sent for me. Really appreciate it, buddy. Mike Law, my buddy Mike Law. I know you're not in Mississippi right now, Mike. I believe you're somewhere out there, either Montana or somewhere else. But I know you're out there winning souls. This guy's a soul winner. He loves to talk to people about the Lord. And, Mike, I'm here in Mississippi, but I think we're going to probably end up missing you, buddy, because you're not here. And so I hope all is well with you and your wife, Gay. And say hello to her for me. We appreciate you. Michelle Favela, join Michelle. Just be careful with that stuff, sister. I'm not trying to be mean-spirited or anything like that. You're right. It must be stopped. But we need to be careful when we make comments about the Rothschild Bank and all this other stuff. We really need to be careful about this stuff. Again, it's nothing more than propaganda that the devil likes to use, and we just really need to be careful with that. But, Michelle, thank you for tuning in. Opal Bond has joined us. Hey, Opal, thank you so much, and I hope to see you at the Prophecy Conference while we're out here. Wally Rivera joined. Wally, God bless you. Thank you so much. And Alberto Rivera, he is in South Florida near the Miami area. He says, praise God for your service, Brother August. Have an amazing rest of the weekend. You too, buddy, and we hope to see you soon. Well, that's it for today, live from Wiggins, Mississippi. And again, don't forget to join us 11 a.m. for our study in the book of Revelation as we look at that chronologically. This is August Rosado saying keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon. And remember, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Shalom.